I think TikTok will be an interesting one to watch because of their link to China, and they understand how powerful live stream shopping is and what it can do.
Live stream shopping is a $66 billion business in China. It's only about $1 billion in the US, but Amazon is jumping in, Facebook is diving in, Snapchat, TikTok, Twitter are all making moves. And yes, even Home Shopping Network is moving to live stream influencers and get shopping going via this new channel. But the question is, will it work in the West? Today, we're chatting with Elma Boganovich. She and her sister, Amra, are influencers with over 2 million followers. Elma was a lawyer, Amra was an economist. I guess they decided they wanted to have more fun and they started their own influencer marketing agency, Amra and Elma. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
Hey, it is a real pleasure having you. Let's start right at the beginning. Like, why is live stream shopping becoming a thing?
Yeah, so live stream shopping seems to be the natural progression of things. So, when Amr and I started, this was late 2012, so before Facebook pages even existed. And if you can believe a world without Facebook there. So essentially, obviously, all of the products that we use, so social media products, started evolving, obviously, since 2004, 2012, and onwards. So as the new features keep getting added, for example, Facebook's latest Reels and really push towards Reels and even social commerce, it seems to be the natural progression of things, about live commerce. And, we've had the history in this country from QVC of, it being very successful. And now looking at China, of course, it seems like the next natural step.
Who wants to live stream shop? Who wants to shop while they're watching somebody live stream? What's the target here?
Yeah. So the target, it varies. You have your sort of target from your millennial moms. So they're the sort of, the younger, savvy shoppers who are digitally obsessed. They're not certainly listening to radio ads or looking at paper ads. They're also sort of deemed like QVC for old ladies. That's something their mothers or their grandmothers do. So they're looking for the latest, right? What's available, what's cool, what are, of course, the pricing points, right? They want a best deal. So, there's that target demographic. There's also surprisingly like the male, so young dads, right? So your Home Depot target, they're also looking, and Amazon Live has become very handy for that. So it's mostly skewed towards the women, but the male demographic is there. But they would generally be your millennials and Gen Z as well. They're also online savvy shoppers, so they're always looking for a deal.
Wow, we could see the reinvention of Tim the Tool Guy from like a decade and a half ago or something like that as a live stream shopping dude.
That's exactly right.
Maybe I'm kind of antiquated here. When I need something, I search for it. How does live stream commerce work? I mean, is it something that you wanted in the past and you're kind of looking for? Is it something that you just see somebody that you're following sell and you think, oh, that's cool? What's the kind of mindset here?
Mindset. So that's a great question. So it's basically, social media has become sort of like your entertainment hub, right? So, people who are, bored, they're filling in time, taking a break between, their job or now like everyone's sort of this like stay-at-home economy at home. And they could be just, after work hours as well, bored. But essentially when where they're flipping, whether it's standing in a grocery line, right, the food store through their phone and scrolling down the Instagram feed, or again, like whether they're home, bored or at work taking a break, this sort of becomes habitual, right? You check out influencers and influencers that you follow for things that you care about. So whether, there would be things relating to home improvement or whether they'd be things relating to home decor or fashion and beauty, whatever your, niche is, you follow those influencers. So then all of a sudden you see in your feed, if someone's promoting something. So they could be saying like, come to, my Amazon channel, right? So check me out there. And now YouTube has just launched also live commerce. So they, obviously engage creators to advertise. So it's sort of, yeah, it's, you know, you're online browsing and yeah, you're looking at new things and you're looking at influencers and they're sort of guiding you where to go and what to look at. So you say, sure, if you're, you know, like looking for a holiday party, you know, what to wear ideas, and your favorite fashion influencer sort of like steers you, hey, like check out the deals on Amazon Live, of course you're going to take a look. So that sort of is like becoming, you know, integrated into our daily lives.
Interesting. It's basically kind of the retail therapy for the mobile obsessed mom, dad, anybody, right? What verticals are you seeing? What products are you seeing make the most sense?
So the most sense, you know, there's verticals and then products. In terms of the verticals, is exactly as you said. So there's the fashion vertical, right? There's the beauty vertical. There's the home decor. So sort of, you know, your home vertical. And then there's also your home improvement vertical. So these are some of the, and then, oh, I should very much mention that your fitness vertical, right?
Mm,
so
yes.
The old days of QVC, which, you know, now you can kind of find these like relics on the internet, like these Jane Fonda workout videos, but sort of that kind of like setting. So they talk you through different equipment. Also food verticals, you know, it's interesting for recipes. And it can be also interesting for devices, you know, whether blenders or something else that would be very nicely demonstrated through a video. So yeah, it's devices, I would say, on the product side, you know, that's a very good, it could be camera equipment as well for men, for example, or even for women. Now everyone's, you know, become a photographer with mobile phones and, you know, what to do, but it could be that, or your aspiring influencers, to your, as we talked about, you know, sort of fashion, home decor, home improvement, and fitness.
This episode is sponsored by Dollar Smart, my creator coin. Yeah, it's crypto. No, it's not a scam. Buy some to support the show, sponsor the show, get weekly rewards as the coin grows, or just to be part of the community at rally.io/creator/smrt. You know, it's funny, you kind of connected dots in my head because I've kind of looked at home shopping and I've thought, live streaming shopping. I thought that is the dumbest thing in the history of whatever technology, right? Because like I want something, I'm going to go search for it, maybe on Google, maybe Amazon, maybe somewhere else. I'll find it, I'll buy it, there I go. But I remember sometimes back in the dim mists of time when we had like 30 channels or something like that, you know, it was probably before you were born, I'm not sure. But, you know, you'd be flipping through late at night and there's nothing to watch. You're going click, 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 click. And there's the home shopping channel. Or whatever it was called. And you're like, interesting. I never bought anything off of it, but sometimes you would just stare at it. You were they were great at creating an atmosphere that was interesting and alive. And so maybe I'm kind of getting a little bit of the appeal there. Just, hey, it's entertainment. You're watching it, you're enjoying it, you're having some fun. And maybe, just maybe, there's something that you need and you'll pick it up. Talk about the kind of relationship that if you're a brand and you're working with influencers, or if you're an influencer and you're trying to monetize your audience, your reach, what kind of relationship do you need between the influencer and the product that they're pitching?
I think I'll talk about the relationship and the product. What I think is very interesting to your point, and this kind of, I guess, like seeps in, but it's the, you know, it's basically the excitement you can create through videos, right? That's very appealing about live commerce. So it's this excitement and also longevity, right? So it's different, you know, if you're scrolling through Instagram, you sort of could have like these reels, like maybe they're not that long, or, you know, 10, 15 second clips, right? And then you just kind of like that format is not that, you know, yeah, like our phones, the way that they're set up, versus sort of this video format. And, you know, you could be on your computer, on your desktop, or even mobile if you're gonna, you know, do the flipping. But let's say on desktop, it's entertaining, right? So you're actually gonna spend on there longer while someone's talking you through different set of products, and you're just sort of glued and watching that. And then below, it makes it very convenient. For example, on Amazon Live, you can just click and start buying things. So that is very appealing for brands versus, you know, on your, let's say on Instagram, they cut you off after like 5 second look on a photo, or maybe 10, 15 second look on a clip, right? So this also becomes engaging and immersive. And then you're also like able to comment, right? You can engage. So It's just like an entire kind of, I think it, you know, where it will lead, essentially become an ecosystem, and so much better than QVC because it's interactive, right? So, and then obviously, like, as influencers, you specialize in content creation. It's authentic looking. So they can talk to you through, for example, what sort of materials is this dress? Like, how does it feel on, you know, versus a photograph? Can't really say that, or 10 to 15 second clip. They don't really have your attention. But sort of, right, like the type of customers or the type of users that are driven to these live stream, you know, commerce, it's a different, they're ready to kind of give you a chunk of their time, right? Rather than, you know, a second or two. So yep. I think that's very lucrative for brands, and maybe something that you didn't think to buy. You're like, wow, I never thought about it. That material, she said, it feels so soft, or the makeup feels so good on the face, or even the product, it's really great. Like, you can use it this way. It's easy to use. It's quick. And so you've now basically opened yourself up to a whole lot of consumers that otherwise wouldn't have considered you or given you more than 2 seconds of their time.
Yes. You almost started a live stream shopping experience right there. I mean, like, I would totally suck at this, right? I have a shirt on. It's gray. It's a shirt. You know, you wear it when you want to wear a shirt. I mean, I would not be good at this. Talk to me about the platforms that are coming out. You've mentioned a bunch of them. I've mentioned a bunch off the top. What platforms are engaging in live stream commerce in the West, let's say US, maybe even Europe, that sort of thing, that you think are interesting and going to be successful?
I think Amazon Live has, you know, Amazon has invested already a lot more than anyone else. So I think, you know, with a different, they've gone out, hired influencers. So you can usually find something live already going there and in different categories. So in terms of variety of content, because you need variety, right? So one thing is when someone lands on the platform, but, you know, are you capturing what they're looking for? So in terms of the variety, they're definitely ahead of, you know, everyone else. I think TikTok will be an interesting one to watch because of their link to China, and they understand how powerful live stream shopping is and what it can do. And so if you sort of engage your, you know, right ingredients, which in this case are content creators, you can really, and they already do this anyway, right? So now, you know, brands that are paying them to sell certain things live, and again, it's that experience, right? So you sort of become, yeah, glued and like mesmerized, you know, and the influence is great, which a lot of them are by the content. So you're watching this, and again, like, they probably will get customers that they never thought, you know, they would get to. But again, it's so much more powerful when someone's talking at you, as we've seen with QVC. So yeah, it's just, I think there's going to be a lot of opportunity there, and definitely the tech companies, you know, are investing and are going to continue to invest in this space. And as I mentioned, just YouTube just did it, you know, for the first time, and they, you know, got a group of creators together. So it's just, you know, it's an ongoing space, expanding space.
Super interesting. And we know that Facebook is investing there as well. And one of their goals for the coming year and years is to make more commerce happen on platform. So you don't click on a link on Facebook, go to a different website, buy something, then possibly come back. But they want to do it more on platform because they capture all the data. So I could see that being a big deal for them as well. I want to ask you a personal question as we come to kind of a close on this session here. You were a lawyer. Your sister was an economist. You decided to stop doing that, become entrepreneurs, start your own agency. What led to that decision?
Yeah, so that's really interesting. So it, you know, basically was an accident, sort of right place at the right time. So when we started, as I mentioned, it was late 2012. And, you know, my sister was sort of, I have to credit her as the visionary here. You know, she basically had a conversation with her friends. Again, this was in the very early days of Instagram. Basically, there were no influencers, there were 5 influencers, I think, at that point. So any like blue ocean completely. And, you know, she sat up one night and she said, I'm going to create basically a blog. And her idea for the blog was, because it was at the request of a lot of her friends, they thought she had very useful tips from traveling to fashion to beauty. So they said to interior design, why don't you put this advice out there? And it was a lot more relatable to, you know, everyday people than what at this point Vogue or, you know, Harper's Bazaar or InStyle had been putting out, right? Like normal people couldn't, you know, everyday people can't spend tens of thousands of dollars on skincare. So it was just, you know, not, not reachable. So yeah, my sister sat down and she, you know, that's a great thing about the internet, used the tools. At the time, Blogger was popular, and she learned HTML and CSS and put our first blog up. And then, you know, kind of short, like 3 months into, we got over 100,000 views and brands started contacting us. And this is, you know, like, she knew, she's an economist by background, as you mentioned. She's like, this has to be a business because they wouldn't be spending their resources. So from their labor to shipping costs, if they didn't see value in this, so there has to be, you know, value in this basically audience. So that's how we started that, and essentially just, you know, sort of morphed, one thing led to another, and brands kept asking us for more services. So we kept adding on, expanding our services. So now from, you know, ranking brands number one on Google, through organic, through paid, to influencer marketing, as you mentioned, to social media growth. Yeah, it was basically, can you replicate your own model, what you've done for us? And that's how it, yeah, basically it was like a snowball effect. And yeah, here we are today.
I think many, many entrepreneurs can resonate with that, because they fall into whatever company or niche they actually end up being successful in, kind of accidentally, kind of something they're interested in. They try something, something happens, some happy accident of the internet occurs, something clicks, and boom, magic happens. Alma, thank you so much for taking this time.